Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brandon Guyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The catcher, Alex Avila. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lindor hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Napoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Napoli takes first base on ball four. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Napoli moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Bauer fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to second. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. Eaton moves to third. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eaton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lindor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guyer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Almonte strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Perez reaches second base with a double. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Napoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Napoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Saladino strikes out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Guyer is hit by the pitch. Abraham Almonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Almonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Almonte hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Frazier settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Frazier. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Perez strikes out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kipnis moves to third. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor strikes out. Avila drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lindor out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez is hit by the pitch. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0 for 1 in the game. Saladino strikes out. Perez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Saladino out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Napoli strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eaton scores. Anderson moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Cabrera scores. Abreu moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dan Otero now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abreu scores. Frazier moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almonte, who is chasing the ball. Sanchez reaches third base with a triple. Frazier scores. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tyler Saladino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Saladino is 0-for-2 in the game. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eaton hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sanchez scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Joseph Colon now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Guyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Guyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Almonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Martinez now playing right field. Abraham Almonte now playing left field. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Abreu hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Gonzalez now playing second base. Jeff Manship now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0 for 3 in the game. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Manship covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Adam Eaton now playing right field. Jason Coates now playing left field. Lourie Garcia now playing center field. Chris Beck now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyler Naquin pinch hits for Michael Martinez. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago.